Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah will discuss things that, even if you have a shutfas, even if you have a partnership in a chatzer, things that you cannot do in that chatzer without the leave of the members of the other members of that chatzer. Lo yiftach adam chalonosav l'chatzar shutfin. If you have a house that abuts a chatzer in which you are a shutf, you are a partner, you cannot, without the permission of others, open up windows into that chatzer, because there's a concept of hezek ria, as we mentioned earlier, that damage is caused by the fact that you're looking in on things that previous to this you did not have the right to. Lokach bayis b'chatzer acheres. If you purchased a house in another chatzer, but it's adjacent, lo yiftechenu l'chatzer ashutfin. You don't have the right to open up a doorway from that bayis, which previously had no access to this chatzer, into the chatzer ashutfin, into the courtyard that you have a partnership in. Now, bana aliyah al gabe veso, if you built a second story on top of your house, lo yiftechenu l'chatzer ashutfin, you cannot open it up into the chatzer ashutfin, ella imratza, but what you could do if you desire, bona esacheder lefnimi beso, you can build a room within your house, ubana aliyah al gabe beso, or you can build a second story within your house, uposcha l'soch beso, and open it up into your house. There's actually several ways of understanding what the Mishnah means by this. One way of understanding is that you're not allowed to add on a second story or something, an additional building on in back of your house. That you can't do, but you can subdivide within your building itself. You can make a second story within your existing structure, or a back room within your existing structure. Even if you were to add additional people to live there, so even though they may be able to protest if you would, the additional people that would be living there, if you were to have a second story independent or in the back, but if it's within and you add people, that's okay. Now, others don't understand it that way. They say that even if you can build these structures within your house, you still are not allowed to add additional residents within that house, even though you haven't added anything new. And a third way of learning this is to say that you are actually allowed to add an additional structure even on top of your house, and you can add something on top or on the side. However, as the Mishnah says, lo yiftechena l'chatzer ashutfin, you can't give it a independent doorway into the chatzer ashutfin. You can have the people who are living in that new area that's been built on, as long as they have to pass through your house, that is sufficient. That would be, as long as the Mishnah says, uposcha l'soch beso, it's opened up through your house, that would be permissible. Now the Mishnah continues, lo yiftach adam l'chatzar ha-shutfin, you cannot open up into a chatzar ha-shutfin, pesach keneged pesach, v'chalon keneged chalon, that you can't have your doorway opposite another person's doorway, or you cannot open up a window that will be opposite another person's window. I've actually always noticed that on intercity buses, you have the same concept that the seats are not aligned directly. They're sort of offset so that you can't peer directly into your neighbor's seat. This is, of course, the famous Rashi on the Pasuk by Bilam, that he saw Kal Yisrael, that he saw them set up their tents in such a way and thought and said that was a great praise, that they were particular not to peer into other people's property. No, haya katan, if you had a doorway or a window that was small, l'yasenu gadol, you can't make it large. Echad, if you had one doorway or one window, l'yasenu shnayim, you can't make two. Avol, however, what you can do, paseach hu l'rishus harabim, you can open up to the public domain, pesach keneged pesach, v'chalon keneged chalon. There you are allowed to have an opening, a doorway opposite the other person's doorway, or a window opposite the other person's window. And that's because when you have your bias, your house, that is opposite the Rishus HaRabim, the people in Rishus HaRabim are always passing by, so you are already on guard. Be careful not to do anything private in that spot. So therefore it's okay to have something opposite it. Haya katan, also if you had a small window, oso gadol, you can make it larger. Echad, oso shnayim, if it's one, you can make it two. Now, however, this is only true in the first story, because it's only in the first story that the people in the Rishus HaRabim are able to peer into the person's bias in their house, and therefore they are on guard. On the second story, the people from the Rishus HaRabim can't see, and therefore there, the same halachas as we mentioned before of not making a window that's opposite the other person's window applies when it comes to the second story.